Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. In the next segment, we're going to start taking up the humanitarian crisis at the southern border. We're going to spend a lot more time on that than we did yesterday, and we'll take some of your calls. However, I want to depart from the serious issues of the day for just a few moments here. As many of you know, and timing in life is everything, as many of you know, in the last four months, because I'm very public about it, I lost a lot of weight. In fact, as of today, it's 73 pounds. Actually, my goal was 70 pounds. But with exercising and everything else, I'm having to eat a little more to maintain my weight these days. So timing in life is absolutely perfect because, and you've been hearing me talk about this for several weeks now, tomorrow launches the second annual Restaurant Week here in Green Bay, and here to talk with us about it is Marketing Director from the Green Bay Convention Visitors Bureau, Brenda Kranick. Brenda, good to see you again.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I'm looking forward to it. Jason's looking forward to it because once a year I actually buy him lunch, and we're deciding, as you were giving us suggestions, which restaurant to work out, to set up to make that work out. And you were telling, first, this is the second annual. Last year's was a big success, and I was really proud to be able to be an even bigger part of it this year because I get very frustrated, and I call it the Ryan Longwell effect, where he took a shot at Green Bay as he left to the Vikings, suggesting there are no fine dining. You mentioned to me off the air, you've got journalists coming in from all over the country, and the reality is that it's a curiosity story to them. Really? There's fine dining in Green Bay?
Yeah, you know, they absolutely can't believe it. And this is a perception that we really, at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, want to change. When people go on vacation, they want to eat at the best restaurants. And they look to us to make those recommendations. So having journalists come in, write about us, tell some great stories about our restaurants, and also the other culinary things that are happening in this market, whether it's breweries or wineries or cheese or cherries. You know, we've got a lot here to offer for those people who travel specifically for a culinary adventure.
You know, and that's a great point. And that's why I have been trying to get the word out about this event to my listeners in the other parts of the state. And during this segment, we do cover a big part of the state of Wisconsin. You just touched on it. We have a great craft brew community here in Green Bay. And you know, you'll find a lot of pairings that way. If you do come to town, we gave some giveaways. But if you're within a reasonable drive to the Green Bay area, it is worth checking out. And just recap. And when I spoke with people last year, as Brenda, you talk about what the pricing tier is for this. A lot of people have thought, yeah, they're going to get me in there for $10, and I'm not going to get much, and they're going to kind of bait and switch me to this bigger. No. I'm telling you, Jason and I were shocked what we got when I took them last year for $10. So there really are some very nice meals at prices that might surprise you.
Yeah, you know, the $10 lunches, you think, oh, you know, I could probably go to a fast food joint for $6-$7 and get a good meal. Well, you know what? Our farm fresh ingredients are being used in almost all of our restaurants that are participating because they're local restaurants. And that $10 gets you an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. And not many times would you normally have an appetizer and a dessert at lunch. So I know that I end up taking my dessert home with me to my kids, and they just hate that, of course. But the $20 and $30 dinners there too is an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. And you can go, when you go to the restaurant, they'll give you the regular menu, and they're going to give you the Restaurant Week menu that's got the little Restaurant Week logo at the top. And you can actually compare what the prices are a la carte, and you're going to see for yourself what a dramatic savings each of these meals are.
By the way, if you go to jerrybadershow.com, Jason and I actually went out and about, and you'll find three videos from three of the chefs of the participating restaurants, and some of the stuff. At least two of those things, Jason, right, are at Restaurant Week, I believe. I know the sandwich was. Anyway, whether it is or isn't, you'll get an idea of The salad is, right? Yeah, the salad was, and I'm pretty sure the sandwich, I thought the sandwich was too. Doesn't matter. Go check out the videos, and you'll get an idea of the cuisine. But, yeah, either way, yeah, you know what? Even if they're not on the menu and you see them there and they look good, go ahead and order them. As mm-hmm. Brenda was saying, you can do that as well. But it's I want to double back on what you were talking about. By the way, Restaurant Week runs tomorrow through the 17th. You've got $10 lunch, $20 dinner, $30 dinner. It's a great deal. And I really do encourage people listening outside the Green Bay area to try this out, because it's just and hopefully the media coverage that you will be getting, you said, from New York and around the country crashes that stigma of, yeah, we do love brats and beer, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but that we're a lot more than that.
Yeah, you know, the brats and the beer, that falls into the tailgating category. Of course, we all do that on our grills at home. But there is a time and a place for a great meal while you're traveling. And the journalists coming in, they're going to be able to help tell that story. If you are in the drive market, you know, the Appleton, Oshkosh, Wausau, Shawano areas, UP of Michigan, this is a really good time, especially this weekend, to come down. There's a lot of events happening in addition to the dining. So you have to do something in between your dining and between concerts and just outdoor recreation. It really is an awesome time to visit the greater Green Bay area.
It is, but don't forget the farmer's market.
Ah, yes, the farmer's market.
Come in. What now? You mentioned that you chided me as soon as you came in. We're talking with Brenda Kranick from the Conventions Visitors Bureau. Did you make your reservations yet? It is a good idea.
You know, it is. The fine dining places, definitely. That's something that you absolutely want to do, because if you want to have a stress-free date night, you definitely want to do that. But also, we're seeing that there's so much interest for the lunchtime that if you plan to go to a place that maybe has less seating, that's something that you want to consider. And if you are going with a larger group, maybe six or eight ladies for lunch, that would also be something that you'd want to definitely call ahead.
Okay, so it's Restaurant Week. It starts tomorrow, runs through the 17th. And if they want to go to the website and find out more about it?
Sure. All the menus that are involved in Restaurant Week, you can look at ahead of time. And you can find those 58 restaurants online at gbrestaurantweek.com.
gbrestaurantweek.com. It's all there. And it really, if you are in the Green Bay Fox Valley area, you definitely want to check it out. And it's, as I recall from last year, and just make sure I'm right about this, you're not the only one in Wisconsin, are you? But there's not a lot of them.
Yeah, you know, Madison has got a couple of restaurant weeks, one in the spring and one in the winter. And then they also have one down in the Milwaukee market, just the downtown restaurants. But, you know, maybe they're a little more all-inclusive here in that we have cafes, fine dining, great burgers at some of our bar restaurants, and there really is something for the entire family. So if you are local or you're traveling and you have your kids with you, that's just fine, because they're going to eat off the kids' menu anyway, and you get to try something great from the Restaurant Week menu.
And if you are listening in parts of the state, you know, west, south, lakeshore, and so on, and you are going to be in the Green Bay area, just remember you can check it out at gbrestaurantweek.com. It was a huge success the first year. We hope it's going to be even a lot bigger this year. Brenda, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, 9:45, straight ahead. We will get into the humanitarian crisis on the border, and I'm going to spend a lot more time on this than I did yesterday and take your calls. It's 9:45.
Jerry Bader Show.